just missed it.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Stella from Family Forest Home Care. You just called us?
Soon I get there, two niggas.
No, I'm trying to call Maximus. I'm thinking I'm calling the wrong number. That's who I'm trying to dial.
We can help you with Maximus. Do you want to get enrolled under Maximus?
Oh,
yes.
You need home care services?
Yes.
That's
okay,
great.
We
that's
can help
great.
You with
that's
that.
Great.
Do you have Medicaid?
No, I have Keystone First.
Keystone First. So that's under Medicaid, I guess.
Yeah, I got A and B, yes, yes.
Got it, perfect. And do you have someone that you want to sign up as your caregiver?
Yes.
Yes, you have a family member that you want to be your caregiver. Okay, so let me do like that. Give me 1 minute. Let me log in a second. What's your first and last name?
Jamila,
J-A-M-I-L-L-A. J, E as in Edward or A as in Apple?
No, as Apple. J, A as Apple, M as Monkey, I as Igloo or Ice.
Okay.
L as Lion, A as Apple.
Got it, hold on. Okay, and what's your last name?
Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Got it, and what's your date of birth?
12-7-1990.
No, 12, not 2. 12, 12. Oh, got it, sorry. 12-7-1990. Let's see. Got it, so you have community health choices as your insurance. And Medicare Part A and Part B. So we're just going to do it under Medicaid because the waiver program is only under Medicaid. What I'll do is right now, I'll get your basic information. Now, we have a lot of specialists that they are specialized in that field. They will get you enrolled under the home care program, under the waiver program, to get you a certain amount of hours. Once we have the hours for you, then we'll just sign up your caregiver. And then
I'm about to say, because the hours before, I know what Maximum did, it, they told me that Minnesota, I go to dialysis, I need help and stuff, that
okay.
I had all around clear or something like that. That was the last time. That was like a couple years, but I never went through with it, so.
Mm-hmm, got it. So we'll see how many hours. So what we'll do is, like, basically, we'll just get you for see if you're approved for home care. Once you're approved for home care, we'll have Medicaid evaluate and see how many hours. And once we get the hours, we'll just start signing up your family member as the caregiver. And then we'll pay the caregiver for how many hours you want.
Okay.
For how many hours she's working. So let me take down, can I get your address? So I can send over all your provisions.
Hold on, give me one second.
No problem.
I hold on.
No problem, I'm waiting.
No, I'll put it in my notes.
And which county is that, do you know?
I'm wearing the head just on top of my head right now.
Hmm?
It's a new place.
Oh, so I can just skip the address. Maybe do you know the zip code or something like that? Because it's in Philadelphia, right?
Yes. That's why I was trying to get the person on the phone. I forgot the address. I don't want to give you my address because that's where they come out at.
Okay, so let's do like that. I'll just take down all other information, and once the specialist reaches out to you, that will be tomorrow, then just
yes.
make sure to get the address by then, so she has it, okay?
Yes, yes.
Can I get the name and the number of the one you want to sign up as your caregiver, so we can start with them as well?
267.
Okay.
270.
Okay.
8253.
And what's her name?
Marlo.
Marlo?
Mm-hmm.
And she is a family member of yours?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So let me do... Do you have a pen and paper with you or somewhere to write down something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you to write down first my information. So if you have any question, you can reach out to me, like to me directly. So my name is Stella, and I'm from Family First Home Care. So let me give you my phone number. Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
Okay, so my phone number is 267.
Mm-hmm.
551-7406.
Say that again.
7406.
7406.
That's for me. For the agency, we're going to be your home care agency, and we're going to take care of you and your aide and make sure everything runs smoothly. That's for that. Then I want you to take down the number of the IEB, like they're the broker, to do your first assessment for the waiver program. So you just need to call them, tell them you need your first assessment for the waiver program, and they will evaluate you. And
okay,
let me give you their number.
Yeah.
So their number is 877 550 4227.
4227?
Correct.
And where is you located at?
I couldn't hear what?
Where is your office located at?
We're located down Winding Drive in Philadelphia, but we do everything over the phone, so you don't need to come down.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that's for the broker, when you call them, they will do an assessment. You'll need to schedule an assessment, and they will come down to your house or maybe do a video call to assess you, to evaluate you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, then I will have our specialist take over the case, so she will give you a call tomorrow. She'll make sure you get the assessment scheduled. She'll help you if you have any questions, any issues, and she's going to run through everything with you and make sure everything goes smoothly so you don't need to take the pressure. She'll take the pressure for herself. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, so do you need his last name too?
If you can give it. Marlo, and what's her his last name?
Williams.
Got it. Okay, so we'll send him an application as well. He'll also have someone that will help him get him enrolled so he can be eligible to be a caregiver. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, any questions, any concerns?
No.
No. Okay, so we will reach out to Maximus for you. We'll just take care of you, and just don't worry. Okay?
Yes.
Another one question. Do you have any minors in your house, kids? So I just need to know that for legal purposes.
No.
You don't have any minors. Okay, perfect. Just expect a call tomorrow and just try to answer. Okay?
Okay, yes.
We'll be in touch. Jamila, have a wonderful day.
You